Archers for the week 21st to 26 November 2004.
There's no need for Ed and Beth to get up yet.
Give me back my half of a duvet.
Okay, then go into one or you'll get some others.
Oh, we had a deal, remember?
Doesn't mean I have to stick to it.
It does. Oh, this bed is too small.
Okay.
What time is it?
Well, it must be gone 11 now.
Do we have to get up yet?
No, I can stay all day if you like.
Fine by me.
Yeah.
You know, I still don't get what the problem is between you and Will.
I already told you, but just don't get on.
Yeah, but at dinner on Friday, he was like so anti everything you were saying.
Yeah.
You were kind of the same.
Well, we've never found much to agree on.
Well, I guess Emma wishes you two were closer, huh?
Yeah, I suppose so.
I mean, she's a good friend of yours, right?
Yeah.
But you and Will, you're not like each other at all.
Thank God.
Does he ever do anything, like, just a little bit bad?
No way. He's always been a goody-goody. We just avoid each other these days. I'm supposed to be inviting him around for a meal.
Oh, yeah, that's going to be a riot. I mean, if you two are going to end up arguing again...
What is this? I don't want to spend all day talking about Will.
I'm interested, that's all.
Oh, he's always got to take a pop at me about something or other.
Oh, like when he said you'd be lucky to ever hold down a job?
Exactly. What's he know? He's always got to put me down.
You shouldn't let it get to you.
Oh, I don't normally. I'll just get on with it.
I'm sorry I brought it up.
That's what people think, though. He's the good one or the bad one.
Like in cop shows.
Yeah. Except... I don't know.
Hey, it's okay. I'm on your side. Oh, well, you know, who wants an angel anyway? Bad boys are much more fun. Oh, now that's what I call good timing.
It's 11:30. Do you two want any breakfast?
Yeah, we'll be down in a few minutes, Mum.
I'll get some bacon on then.
Yeah, okay, we won't be so long.
Right, I'll see you downstairs.
Spoil sport. I thought you said we could stay here all day.
Yeah, I just remembered it's our anniversary, isn't it?
Oh, right. So we better give them their present?
Yeah, but I don't suppose another 5 minutes would hurt.
Now, have we got everything?
I think so.
I've put them all in order, starting with the raisins, currants and sultanas.
Thank you, Pip. That's very helpful.
I love stirrup sundae.
So do I.
Now, are you three over there ready?
Yeah!
Have you all washed your hands?
I have.
I saw George and Ben washing theirs.
How about you, Mary?
Yeah. You will let me do my own show, won't you?
Yes, I said I would, didn't I?
I know what to do.
All right, but you can always ask me if you get stuck.
All right.
And remember, you have to grease the bowl first.
Oh, yeah. Have we got the butter paper?
It's over there, look. Can you get me one, too?
Okay, I'll bring them over.
I want my own, too.
And me. I'm afraid you are both too young to do one on your own.
Why?
Well, you see, Pip's helped us with Christmas puddings lots of times before, so she knows what to do.
I'll still let Granny help me if I get it wrong.
You can help me, though, Mary. I'm making the cakes.
I don't want to.
Oh, come on now, Mary.
There's no need to be rude.
Muriel!
She's very naughty, isn't she?
I'm afraid she is.
Honestly, the boys hardly need encouraging.
It's all right, Ruth. Why don't you leave them a minute?
But
let them calm down. It's just high spirits.
I suppose so.
Let them come back in when it's a bit more interesting and there's more for them to do.
Okay.
And then I'll have a word with Mary.
I don't mind greasing the bowls.
No, I know. But you're more sensible than they are.
Pip's right. Mary's quite a handful, isn't she?
Yes. She can be very lively, It's a pity Kenton isn't here to help. Well, never mind. I'm sure we'll manage.
It really is a lovely vase.
Oh, Ed knew you'd like it.
Well, I weren't expecting nothing like this.
He did say he doesn't always remember.
No, but then his dad don't always neither.
Oh, well.
I mean, it ain't even a special anniversary, 23 years.
Whoa, it's a long time. Worth celebrating.
Yeah, I suppose so. Not that Eddie's arranged nothing, as far as I know.
That's a shame.
Yeah. Last minute job come up, he said we'll go out one night this week instead.
That's nice.
Yeah. Just look at the way the light catches on that glass.
Oh, you just like it then?
It's lovely.
The flowers and chocolates from Will and Emma?
Yeah, and they're lovely too.
I love irises.
Yeah, we thought you'd like something that would last.
It's very kind of you.
Oh, but don't we choose it?
I thought she might have.
Any tea left?
Yeah, help yourself.
Cheers.
Did you cut a lot of holly?
Yeah, we got a good load. Around mistletoe. Should have come with it.
Sorry, I was just lazy.
Gave us a chance for a chat. Very nice too.
Dad and Grandad have gone up to Gleeburn's to deliver some now.
Now, by the way, you two ain't forgotten we're doing a turkey roast on Thursday night for Thanksgiving, have you?
No, that's great.
We want to make you feel at home. And you did help save the turkey.
Oh, that was fun.
It was swells on Thursday night, though, wasn't it?
Yeah, well, we'll go after the meal.
Oh, that's true. I won't start till late.
That's the one they got the poster of that sexy woman for, isn't it?
Yeah.
Excuse me, I'm just going to go to the bathroom.
Okay. Your dad said he might go to Swirl.
Since when's he been interested in R&B?
I know, he's always been a country man. Funny that, isn't it?
So long as he doesn't stand there with his tongue hanging out.
Oh, please don't.
Do you think Emma's starting to put weight on?
Yeah, she's blooming.
Well, I was thinking the other night when we were around there, place she looks bigger.
Yeah, I expect it'll really start showing soon.
Yeah. You know, you said it was due in April.
That's what they say. They should know.
Well, I was thinking, it's not that long, is it? Do you know when exactly?
Must be the end of April, I suppose, seeing as it's a honeymoon, baby.
Yeah, I suppose it must be.
Just a few months to go. They'll have to start buying stuff in soon.
That's true.
Now, she's been lucky so far. No sickness or nothing.
Well. Oh, by the way, we won't be in tonight, me and Beth.
Oh, right. Where is it this time?
There's a band playing live in Felpsham. Beth likes the sound of them.
Lovely. Well, I think we can be very proud of ourselves.
Do you think three puddings is enough?
I hope so.
And how long will the cakes take?
I'm putting them in a cool oven and they'll stay in for about 4 hours.
That'll smell good.
So you've got your cloth on?
Yep.
And you've cut your piece of string to the right length.
So it goes round the ball twice with enough left to tie it really tight.
That's right. Go on then.
Okay.
They're playing Junior Monopoly.
Has Phil had a cup of tea?
No, he's fine. He's letting Mary be the banker.
But she's too young, surely.
Well, he counts the money out and lets her hand it round.
Always cheat.
I know. I've told your granddad to keep an eye on him.
Is Ben all right?
He's too tired anyway, so he's lying on the settee watching.
I was just saying, they've all done very well.
Yeah. Oh, better get the mess cleared up, haven't we?
Oh, don't worry. It's all part of the fun, isn't it, Pip?
Ben looked like a snowman. Pull that flower.
I pity Mary will decide to copy him, though.
That's it, Pip. Well done.
So, what happens now?
We'll cook it in the steamer for a long time, and then once it's cooled down, I'll put your name on it, and we'll eat it on Christmas Day.
Great. I can't wait.
Did you remember to put some money in?
Yeah, we put a pound coin in each one.
Used to be a silver sixpence in my day.
Ah, well, that's inflation for you.
Can I go and play with the others?
Yeah, they've only just started.
I'll see if Ben wants to play with me.
Thanks, Jill. She really enjoyed them.
She's so capable these days, isn't she?
I know. I'm really proud of her.
I think I almost prefer this to Christmas Day itself.
I know what you mean.
How's Pip's homework been going?
Did she tell you about yesterday?
Well, she didn't mention her maths taking an awfully long time.
It took her over 2 hours. We had to give up on the science in the end.
Oh, dear.
She's doing fine. They said so at school. But she's really fed up with doing so much at home.
I see.
Can't seem to concentrate properly. And it takes forever.
They do seem to put them under a lot of pressure.
And then she gets really snappy with Josh. That's a shame.
I think it's the same for all of them, I suppose.
Yeah, and she's still settling in. So different from primary school. That's a lot to get used to.
Of course. Here, let me help you.
Thanks.
It's good news about getting the contract through for the school dinners, isn't it?
It's fantastic. I'm glad to see it's all starting to happen at last.
I haven't spoken to Cathy. Have all the suppliers been contacted yet?
I think so. Touchwood, come January, we should have a brand new, locally sourced school dinner service serving decent food.
Well, I think we should drink to that, don't you?
Oh, go on, then.
There's some rather nice brandy I was using in the puddings.
You'll get me sloshed.
So long as David's going to drive home.
He is. Hey, Lillian looked a little the worse for wearing the bow last night.
Was she with Matt Crawford?
Yeah. Oh, do you think Phil would like one?
I expect so.
I'll get the glasses.
Don't worry about proper ones. Tumblers will do.
Okay.
Do you think it's a bit odd, Matt moving into Honeysuckle Cottage when Lillian's at Nightingale Farm?
Maybe they both want to keep their independence.
Yeah. Either that or he's playing his cards carefully until the divorce comes through.
That's true.
Anyway, here's to school dinners and stir up Sunday.
Yeah. How does it go?
Stir up, we beseech thee, the pudding in the pot.
when we get home, we'll eat a lot.
So how old is Emma?
20, I think. Yeah.
Well, don't you think it's a bit weird?
What?
Well, I don't know. Do you have any other friends who invite you to dinner parties?
No.
I mean, it was nice. But I can't see me doing that kind of thing until I'm at least 30.
Well, Emma never used to be like that. She's always been up for a good time. We go clubbing, you know? Big gang of us.
Must be the baby.
Yeah, it's got to change the way you think, I suppose.
For me, it's kind of like they're middle-aged already.
Yeah, I wouldn't want to get tied down like that.
No way!
It's a bit like signing up for a life sentence, I reckon.
Yeah, live for the moment. That's me.
Yeah, me and all. Right now, I want to have some fun with you.
The figures aren't adding up for David.
Ruth, can I show you something?
Sure. Hold on.
Here. It's the printout and the milk.
What about it?
Oh, look, the butter fat's still falling. Ooh. That's the third week in a row.
So, what is it now?
It's 3.7.
That's strange.
I know.
You don't think it's just a glitch?
3 weeks running? Ooh. I've had another look at the ration. I honestly can't see a problem. I mean, it's worrying, especially if the quality keeps falling.
Come on, you two. Keep to your own buckets. I was wondering, do you think there's a problem with the fibre?
Yeah, I checked. The NDF was 38.
That seems okay. I wouldn't worry too much yet. Sometimes these things correct themselves.
Yeah, but if it carries on like this, we're losing money with...
Well, they've only just come in from grazing.
Yeah,
and you know how tricky it is getting the ration right at first.
Well, we ought to get it sorted then, don't we?
A couple of coffees here for you.
Oh, thanks, Sam.
That's great.
I'm afraid Bert's finished off the bickies, though.
Typical.
Why don't you leave it with me and I'll have a think about it?
Yeah, that'd be great. You might be able to spot something I've missed.
Maybe.
What's that?
Oh, there's been a bit of a problem with the butter fat.
Anyway, let me get back to the paperwork, I suppose.
Hard luck. Thanks for the coffee, Sam.
No problem. So what's wrong?
Oh, we're not sure. Most likely it's the ration.
Fibre's the obvious thing.
Oh, no. I can't see a problem with the mix. Not on the figures.
No harm in checking, though, is there?
No. How are the cows? You haven't noticed anything different.
Nope. All milking well. Seem to be in pretty good shape, I'd say. Except...
What?
Now you mention it, I don't reckon they're cutting as much as they normally do.
Really?
Yeah. And they've been eating more bedding straw as well.
Maybe I'll take a look at them.
Okay. It's probably best to wait till this afternoon.
All right. How about after lunch?
Fine.
So, Bernard's got you doing extra shifts now, is she?
You know what it's like. Closer it gets to Christmas, the more the orders build up.
Yeah, I suppose so. What time did them two get back last night?
Oh, must have been gone midnight.
Sure, I can the way they get the energy.
Be young, isn't they?
Edwards will be putting his energy into finding some more work.
Yeah, I know. Beth says she could do with earning some money too.
Oh, well, maybe she'll talk some sense to doing then.
Maybe. Oh, hello. Oh, come in, Linda.
What's she doing here?
I hope I'm not disturbing anything.
Oh, it looks horrible out there.
Oh, yes, it's absolutely foul. Oh, I'm so sorry. You're still eating lunch.
No, it's all right. I just finished.
Actually, it was Joe I wanted a word with.
Me? Oh.
It's about this afternoon's rehearsal.
Hey.
I'm afraid I'm going to have to cancel it.
What?
Well, something's come up at work. Caroline needs me to go in and cover for Trudy.
But it's on the schedule.
Yes, I know. And if it was a full rehearsal, I wouldn't cancel like this. But I'm sure you can find someone to go through your lines with you, Joe.
Well, I wanted to go through my movements.
Yes, well, we can do that at tonight's rehearsal.
Oh, good.
Well, we ain't sorted out Christmas yet to come.
I know, and I'm sorry. There's still enough time.
Well, I wouldn't be too sure about
that. Anyway... The other reason I wanted to see was about that dreadful container thing, yeah, or whatever it is, in your field.
Well, there's nothing wrong with that.
How long is it going to stay there, Joe?
As long as we need you.
Really?
Ah, it's part of our farm turkey operation.
Your turkeys? But that'll be finished by Christmas.
Yeah, but there's next year, see, and the year after that.
I see. And what about all the months in between?
It's not very beautiful, is it?
No, it isn't.
Well, it isn't meant to be. Useful, that is. Not just for turkeys.
Well, that's all very well.
And before you ask, environmental health have already passed it.
Have they?
Hey, Ro, what's it got to do with you boys poking your nose in?
Oh, beg your pardon.
So, do you want one then?
What?
A turkey.
Oh, well,
you won't find better anywhere in Borsetshire.
Maybe.
Perfectly hung, in a clean and vermin-free environment. Much better than that rubbish she gets in supermarkets.
Yes, but you see, with Christmas Carol starting the day after Boxing Day, it's only Robert and me here for the holiday period anyway.
Yes, of course.
Oh, that's all right. Last year, all week.
Yes, I know, but we're going to Coriander's for New Year. Well, she wanted us for Christmas, of course.
Oh, it's an hard way to stress a living and a maternity.
Oh, dear. Yes, I understand that.
And it can be very stressful farming them birds.
Yes, I'm sure.
And if you can't even sell them, well, that's the sort of thing that can really pull them in.
Yes, well, look, I tell you what, I have a think about
yeah,
it.
Yeah, will you do that?
Anyway, I'd better be off.
Yes, I may. Okay, then we'll see you tonight at the rehearsal.
Yes, I look forward to it.
Yeah. Well, she better buy one of our birds.
Oh, by the way, I booked the 15th off.
Good.
But if I'm going to be spending all day plucking turkeys, I want a better heater than last year. It was freezing.
We're working on it.
Yeah, make sure it ain't going to set fire to the feathers neither.
I haven't done this for ages.
What, looks at the cows?
Just getting a feel of how they're doing.
You've got plenty of other things to keep you busy.
I know, there's always an excuse. Looking after the kids... Working on the admin.
Oh, I've taken over a lot of what you used to do, I know.
I miss it, that day-to-day contact.
You know, you're always welcome out here.
I know. It's what made me take up farming in the first place.
I don't think I could do anything else.
I've lost touch. But I don't want to tread on your toes either.
Don't worry about that. We'll be fine. As long as you end up agreeing with me.
You're as bad as David.
So, what do you reckon then?
About the cudden? Hard to say.
I know. It's only an impression.
But coming from you, you see a lot of them.
Do you know, the average cow should chew the stuff about 65 times before swallowing?
Not many people know that.
That's a professional herdsman for you. We're all anoraks on the quiet.
That's another sign they're not getting enough fibre.
Do you want to look at the clamps?
Yeah, good idea.
If there is a problem, there's a chance it might be there.
Hmm. There doesn't seem to be much else it could be.
Well, let's see, shall we?
This was done by the contractor, of course. The maize always is. What do you think? These look a bit short to me.
I agree. They're about half the normal length.
There was our usual contractors. But why would they cut it that short?
Must have had some reason. Didn't they tell you?
No, I'm sure they never said anything.
Unless they told David.
Oh, maybe.
Well, anyway, I reckon that's the cause of your problem.
So do I.
Listen to it, it's been on and off all day.
I know, it's poured down every time I've gone out.
Anyway, Eddie's doing his nut trying to sell them. You'd think it'd be the same people every year.
Yes, but people go away, don't they?
Exactly. Or they have goose instead.
Or he sees one at the supermarket and forgets about us.
Yes, it must be very frustrating.
Eddie's out selling all the time. Turkeys, holly and mistletoe, and it gets harder every year.
He's going further out, round the villages, places like Abbeyvale and Enlow.
Is he doing the logs this year?
Oh, aye. I tell him to come round, shall I?
Yes, please.
Nothing like a nice fire at Christmas time.
Well, we have one all through the winter, of course, but yes, you can put us down for some.
I don't know where everyone's got to.
I hope the rain hasn't put them off.
Well, we've managed to get here.
I know.
People ain't got the commitment these days.
Actually, Kathy did ring to say she might be a little late.
And I don't suppose Lee and Bellamy's learnt her lines yet, neither.
Well, if she hasn't, I should be very annoyed.
Well, she has been a bit distracted lately.
Hmm. Did you hear, by the way? It was Yvette changing all the locks that forced him to move into Honeysuckle.
What is it we're supposed to be doing tonight?
It does say on the rehearsal schedule.
I know, but since we might be the only ones turning up, we ought to get on with something.
Yeah, I wouldn't mind going over my dance again.
Yes, well, it's rather difficult without Neville or anyone else.
Hey, I ain't running through my movements for the Christmas yet to come, see.
No, I don't think that's a good idea.
Yeah, but that's important.
I suppose we could run through the basic steps of Sir Roger de Coverley. It's rather a weak spot.
It would be useful.
After all, I have gone to the trouble of researching the dance. Now, the version Dickens himself uses in the story
is just a bit complicated if you ain't used to it, say.
Well, Joe, if I talk you through it, you could be Mr. Fezziwig, couldn't you?
Yeah, I suppose so.
All right, then. Stand opposite each other. You're the top couple in a long set.
Hey? Yeah.
It's quite simple. Forward and back with your partner.
Oh, well, I can manage that. Yeah.
So, 1, 2, 3, 4, and forward, 2, 3, 4, and back, 2, 3, 4.
Well, that's easy,
you know, honestly, Lyndon, I'm all right with this
so
bit.
So it's hold both hands with your partner and do a turn and a half on the spot.
Turn and a half?
Now, come on, like this, Joe.
Carrie,
you do a left-hand turn with every gentleman down the set and you do a right-hand turn with Mr. Fezziwig after each one.
I'll just have to imagine.
And you, Joe, you do a turn with Carrie every time she needs to. That's all. Off you go. One, two...
No, I know.
Two, no!
Oh, no, look, it's hopeless with no one here.
Well, if other people turned up when they were supposed to, yeah, we wouldn't have this problem in the first place.
Oh, look, here's Kathy and Neville.
Oh, God.
About time, too.
Oh, Lord. Oh, I'm so fed up with this.
I know. A farmer's paperwork is never done.
Oh, not these days, at any rate.
I've brought you a beer.
Oh, thanks, love. That's great.
I think I may have worked out what the problem is with the butterfat.
Really?
Well, Sam and me together.
Yeah, he knows his onions, that man.
Or to be more precise, he knows his cudding.
Hmm. Is that what it is?
They're not chewing as much as they should because Derek Rorton cut the maize silage shorter.
What? Why did he do that?
Well, I phoned him. He said as far as he could remember, it was very dry the day he cut it, so he must have set the chop shorter.
Oh, well, nice of him to tell us.
He reckons he did, but I think he just forgot.
So, we were right. There's not enough long fibre.
Nope.
And now we're losing money.
I know. But there's no point worrying about it.
No, I suppose not.
I'll just have to reformulate the ration to get it right.
It's a pain for you, though.
Ah, it's made me think. I feel like I've lost touch with the cows.
Yeah, I suppose you have.
So, I've decided I'm going to keep a closer eye on them from now on.
Oh, what does Sam think?
He's fine about it.
Is he? Good. Hey, come here, you.
I know. I can't keep away from them.
Come on, can you? Hey, I'll be happier knowing you're looking out for them anyway.
I'll be happier too.
I know.
Kathy has had enough of Kenton's excuses.
That's another full English, Frank. Kathy, what are you doing here?
All right, Mary, you sit there.
Hi, sweetheart.
I want to
want a drink?
Yes, I know. Daddy will get you one in a minute.
But you know I can't look after her.
I have to go to work this afternoon.
Yeah, but
I've already given up my morning.
We're really busy.
So am I. I can't just give up another whole day.
Look,
you said you'd find someone.
I tried Mum and Dad, but they've gone out.
Then you'll just have to look after her yourself.
Can't you see how busy we are?
Tough. I've got to go.
But Kathy...
Bye, Mary love.
Bye.
Be good for Daddy now. I'll see you later, Kenton.
I'll be with you in a second. Right, okay, Munchkin, now, what are we going to do with you, eh?
Can I have ice cream?
Ice cream, yeah. Yeah, okay, just let me deal with this gentleman first, though. How can I help you, sir?
He looks pretty good, doesn't he?
I think so.
So you reckon we're in with a chance?
Well, depends on the quality of the opposition.
Of course.
But judging by previous years, yep, I think we should do all right.
Be great publicity if we won.
Oh, yeah.
And if he managed to get sure champion...
Well, let's not get our hopes up too high. Best in class would do me fine.
And me. Especially since we had to miss last year.
Yeah, don't remind me.
Presumably Oliver's entering again.
Oh, I'm sure he will. Got a title to defend.
Yeah, that's true.
Well, maybe this year we'll take it off him.
We can try.
Hey, had a chance to work on a new ration for the milkers yet?
Yeah, it needs a bit of research, but I reckon I should be able to sort it out in the next few days.
Oh, that'll be brilliant.
Anyway, I better go and get the kids.
Yeah, all right. See you later.
Yeah.
I still feel a bit bad about dumping Murray on him like that.
Yeah, well, you shouldn't.
I know.
It's about time you realise you've got a job and a life, too.
That'll be the day.
Anyway, thanks for the lift.
When's your car going to be ready?
Well, they said tomorrow lunchtime. You know what garages are like.
And they usually charge the earth as well.
Yeah, yeah, true.
So, you're meeting Ian, are you?
Yeah, he's going to show me around his kitchen.
Well, I hope you have a good time.
Thanks. Yeah. I hope you have a good rehearsal.
So long as it isn't a repeat of last night's shambles.
Yeah, I'm sure it won't be.
I thought maybe we could catch the film, then go on to a club afterwards.
Mm, OK. Seeing as I'm not in tomorrow.
Yeah, exactly.
Hi. Oh, hi, Owen.
Hi.
Will you, remember our appointment?
Appointment?
Well, do you mean... Oh, no. Owen, that's next week.
No. You definitely said tonight. What appointment?
Well, I said I'd show Owen round the kitchen on one of my nights off.
Oh.
Look, I could have sworn it was next week, though.
No, we said today, the 23rd.
Well, sorry. I must have made a mistake.
You could always postpone it, though, couldn't you?
Well, that wouldn't be good for me.
Right, then. No problem.
How long do you think this will take?
Half an hour, tops.
Well, it's just we might miss the start of the film.
All right, well then, we'd better get a move on, hadn't we?
Oh, thanks. I'll come back in half an hour, shall I?
Well, why don't you tag along as well? Well, you never know. You might learn something interesting.
Hey, you'll never guess what I found.
What?
Look, get more forms from DEFRA. They got buried under a pile of other stuff.
Oh, no.
Oh, well, at least there's not much else going on at the moment.
You can always go Christmas shopping with me.
No, thanks. Look, I'd rather face this stuff than the massed hordes of Borchester and Faversham.
It's your tea.
Oh, thank you. Oh, I know, that's hot.
I've just been on the phone to Mum.
Oh, how is she?
Well, she's all right. I think she might have a cold coming on.
No. She set a date for coming down.
No, she's not coming now.
Oh?
No. Well, one of Dad's old friends rang her up out of the blue and asked if she wanted to go on a cruise.
Ooh.
Be going off around the Med and North Africa.
Very nice.
She said she wasn't sure if she wanted to go, but I told her not to be so daft.
Yeah. Well, the kids will miss her. They love having her around.
I know. But would you turn down an invitation like that?
No, suppose not.
It'd be nice for her going on a cruise again. She used to love going with Dad.
Did she?
Yeah. So anyway, I told her we'd really miss her at Christmas, but she could come and see us after she gets back.
That's a good idea.
Tell her to come in February. That's a dismal time of year. It'll cheer us all up.
Okay.
So, who is coming now?
On Christmas Day?
Yep.
Well, there's your mum and dad. And I think Alistair, Shula and Daniel are coming as well.
Oh, yeah, Alistair mentioned it the other day. They definitely are.
So, presumably, his dad's staying with his sister.
Fiona, yes, that's what he said.
I think that might be it.
Oh, Nigel and Elizabeth off to Camilla's.
Yeah, duty visit, Elizabeth said.
Yeah. What about Kenton and Mary?
Good point. I don't know what they're planning.
Don't suppose Kenton's even thought about it, yeah?
We should invite them if they're going to be here.
Yeah, I suppose so. Oh, I phoned Crowther's about next week, by the way.
So there's no problem?
No, they're more than happy to take all three.
If one of them's the winner in the Prime Stock Show, it should give our sales a boost.
Yeah, I reckon we'll be fine. People love beef at this time of year.
Let's hope you're right.
I thought she was supposed to be practising her clarinet.
She is. I'll go and tell her in a minute.
Well, at least the piano's less painful.
I won't tell her you said that.
And, do you think she'll be all right for this concert?
Well, Mr. Chambers seems to think so.
No problems with homework tonight?
Not that I know of. But I'll check that as well.
She mentioned some girl she'd been talking to at break time.
Zena. Sounds a bit more hopeful.
She could do with a proper friend there.
Yeah, I know.
So you give them two completely different menus?
Yeah, the restaurant and beast will have different clientele, different places.
And it's all local produce?
As far as possible.
You must pay a premium, though.
Yeah, but it's definitely worth it.
And it's a good showcase for the likes of Hassett Hill's lamb and our venison, of course.
Not that anyone could accuse me of nepotism, I hope.
Yeah, well, why would they do that? Never mind.
So, how about you, Owen? Do you source some of your ingredients locally?
Not really. Well, I'm operating on a much smaller budget than you.
I suppose so. Well, anyway, that's about it for our kitchen.
Yeah, if we're lucky, we might still make it. I tell you what would be really interesting, if I could see this place in full swing.
You know, it's not easy, I'm afraid.
No, I suppose not.
So, then...
Is there any chance of seeing your wine cellar?
I'm afraid, having a time on...
No. Right, well, you know. Thanks for the tour.
It's been a pleasure.
You must come over and see us at Loxley sometime.
Well, maybe I will.
On another one of your nights off, perhaps. Well, you know, so long as you give me a bit of warning.
Yeah, that does help. Well, presumably the closer it gets to Christmas, the more difficult it is.
No, it's not too bad. You're pretty busy up till the new year, aren't you?
I tell you what, I'll have a look at my diary and call you.
Yeah, okay, great. I don't suppose I could catch a lift into the village.
No, actually...
Well, only my car's in the garage. Kathy gave me a lift over here.
No, I'm afraid we're going the opposite direction, sorry.
Oh, right.
But I'll tell you what, though, Roy usually knocks off about now. You might be able to get a lift with him.
Right.
Well, I can ring and check if you like.
No, it's okay. I'm sure I can find him.
Oh, try reception. They'll know where he is.
Thanks. God, I thought we'd never get rid of him.
Oh, come on. It was my fault for mixing up the dates anyway.
Yeah, okay. Can we go now?
Oh, bliss.
You're late?
Yeah, I know. Linda made us stay to the end so we could run through the whole section again.
Oh, right.
Is there anything to eat?
I haven't had time to cook. Been too busy with Mariel. You could heat up last night's leftovers if you like them in the fridge.
You wouldn't be an angel and do it for me, would you?
What? You're not the only one who's had a hard day, you know.
Okay, you made your point. I'll do it myself.
We didn't stop all day. And it's not fair on Emma if she ends up babysitting half the time.
Oh, so you've got Emma to look after Mary?
No. Just helped out when she could.
That's typical.
What is?
You always manage to find some mug.
Oh, don't start.
If I was Emma, I wouldn't put up with it.
Yeah, well, fortunately you're not.
What did you say? Oh, I've had enough.
Oh, like you've never asked anyone else to help out with Jamie?
Yeah, of course I have. But not without thinking about whether it's convenient for the other person.
I don't just ask you, though, do I?
No, that's true.
No, I make sure Mum and Dad have her sometimes, or Shula.
And they're just as sick of it as I am.
No, they're not. They love having Mary.
And why do you think they keep turning you down? Leaving Muggins here to step in at a moment's notice.
What is your problem?
My problem is that she's not my child.
Oh, I see.
No, I don't think you do.
Oh, have I missed something then?
Yes. It's difficult enough for me as it is having to juggle work and home with Jamie.
Yeah, but it was the same for me.
No,
Because you don't have to think about Jamie, but I'm expected to drop everything and look after Mary as well.
OK, then what do you suggest? We leave her on her own all day?
You haven't even tried to find her a nursery place, have you?
I haven't had the time.
Then make time. It's not that difficult. Shh. Thousands of other people do it.
Just keep your voice down.
When are you going to face up to it, Kenton, that Mary is your responsibility?
Yes, I know that. Why do you think I went halfway around the world to fetch her here in the first
because
place?
Because Mel was sick, but she's better now.
Not completely.
Oh, you've
she's
got
not...
to sort yourself out, Kenton.
Oh, really?
Yes. Mel's desperate to have her back. And even Mary's talking about going home.
Look, it's not your decision.
I know. But when are you going to realise it would be the best thing for everybody involved?
Daddy.
Oh, great. Now look what you've done.
Oh!
Tiptoe through the treetops for Nigel and Mike Tucker.
Well, you kept this walk in pretty good nick.
Yes, Titcomb's put a lot of work into it over the last couple of months while it was closed.
Yeah, I can imagine. All that rain over the summer.
That's why we're keen to show it off during National Tree Week.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
You really get a sense of the seasons passing up here.
Yeah. Ailey's doing a sunset walk through the Arboretum, she told me.
That's right. Yeah, we're putting up fairy lights.
Going to take Phoebe along. She'll love it.
The idea is the children look for pixies, elves and sprites. You know, get their imaginations going.
Smash in.
Now, that coppice I was telling you about.
Yeah?
It's over there, past the hawthorn hedge.
Oh, right, I see.
We've had to thin it out a bit, and I thought we could plant some new ones.
What were you thinking of?
Ash, possibly. Or beech. Definitely something native.
Have you already got hazel in there?
Yes, we have.
Ah, well, hazel's good for establishing beech, so maybe you should go for that.
Fine. I think we will.
Hey, I'll tell you something else you might want to look at and all.
What's that?
That hawthorn hedge.
Oh, yes?
You see how tired it looks?
Yes, it does, rather.
Well, I reckon you could revive that.
Oh, could we?
You had it cut recently?
No, not since the spring.
Well, it'll be worth taking a look.
All right, let's go down.
Oh, hey, look at that.
Yes, mummy. Beetling off somewhere.
Yeah, it looks like she wants to catch the postman.
Of course.
Oh, it must be something important then.
No, well, yes. It's her fan mail.
She get a lot of that?
It's remarkable.
Oh, blimey.
The trouble is, there's one who seems a little bit obsessive.
Really?
He's called Douglas.
And what's he done then?
Well, he keeps writing, saying he's an old friend, though all she did was sign his programme once.
Sounds a bit weird to me.
Yes. It's beginning to get to Mummy. Oh, after you.
Oh, right. Well, I bet Lewis don't like it, this chap pestering Julia.
I don't know. I'm not sure she's actually mentioned it to him.
Well, that's nice, isn't it?
What did Mel have to say?
Oh, what a lovely way to be woken up. My tirade of abuse.
What did she say?
You know what she said. She wants to know if I've booked the flight.
And will you?
Oh, please, Kathy, don't Kenton, start again.
I mean it.
Look, I said
to you... Do you know
what
Mary said to me when I went into her room? When can I go home?
Well, she never says that to me.
No, but I bet she asked you about seeing her mum.
Sometimes.
Oh, come on, Kenton, this isn't a game.
I never said that it was.
Think about what's best for her, not you.
All right, fine. I'll take her home.
You mean it?
Yes, I mean it.
When?
Oh, please, give me a chance. I've only just decided that I'm going.
Do you want me to look up flights for you?
You can't wait, can you?
Of course I can. I'm just trying to be helpful.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Just like Mel. Helping when it suits you.
This isn't about
me. So much for getting support from the people around me.
It might be difficult getting anything at such short notice. Now we're close to Christmas.
It's bound to be ludicrously expensive as well.
You always knew you'd have to take her back.
I know, but that doesn't just mean I can do it at the drop of a hat, does it?
Look, if you're worried about the money, I know Shula said she'll lend you some if necessary. And I'm sure your mum and dad would chip in as well.
Oh, that would really suit you, wouldn't it?
There are a couple of travel agents close to Jack's, aren't there?
Yes, I know.
Yeah, I think there's one on Victoria Street. You could pop in on a break.
Okay. Just don't say anything to Mary yet, will you?
No. It's probably best not to, until we've got a date.
So, she can't stay for Christmas? And I suppose it'll have to be me who tells her.
What the... Good grief.
Pushcat, wasn't expecting
Matt,
you.
Matt, I think you ought to get over here now.
What, I sent them out?
Yeah. I've got your guns on my lawn.
You are?
And they're covered in paint.
Oh, I don't believe it.
Looks like somebody's filled the barrels with cement or something.
Yeah, Yvette.
Presumably, yeah.
Right, I'm on my way.
We usually have it flail cut.
Yeah, that's a nice old edge, though.
Full of wildlife.
Well, you don't want to cut it back too much. I mean, there's no need to out here, is there?
No, I know.
Yeah, it keeps the birds happy.
Absolutely. And you think we could develop it?
Oh, yeah. Bit of care here and there, or shape it up a bit.
Well, I'm sure we could. Oh, my goodness.
Look, a stoat. Hey, you don't see too many of them nowadays.
He wasn't going to hang around, was he?
Well, can you blame him?
Not really. But he's exactly the sort of chap we want to encourage. Coffee.
This is a very cheap and nasty trick.
Not that cheap, darling.
No, damned expensive, in fact.
What is that stuff she's forced into them?
Oh, I don't know, some sort of solid filler.
Are you sure they can't be cleaned up?
The paint maybe, but probably not this stuff.
Oh, darling, come in and have some breakfast with me.
So, if we're going to make it into a vibrant colony, we'll have to have a rethink about our methods of hedge maintenance.
Well, you never know. You might end up laying a hedge yourself. Have a chat in the film, maybe.
Well, yes, that is a thought. Oh, look, it's Mummy. Yeah, well, over here. Oh.
Didn't see us.
I don't see how she couldn't.
Well, she looked a bit worried.
Yes. Well, Lizzie just showed me another one of Douglas's letters. It came this morning.
Oh. More of the same, then?
He thinks she's like a beautiful bird and says he loves her.
Blimey, that's a bit strong, isn't it?
He also wrote something about how it would fulfil a lifelong ambition if they could meet up and she might return his affections.
You should report him.
But who to?
Well,
I mean, I know it's upsetting, Mummy, but he hasn't actually done anything wrong.
You could call it harassment.
Well, the last thing she wants is a big fuss being made.
If you don't stamp on it now, it'll only get worse, I reckon.
Perhaps if she goes on ignoring him, he'll give up in the end.
Maybe.
Nigel, I'm... Sorry to interrupt.
No, I'm sorry, Mike. Yes, what is it, Ed?
I'm sorry. I just wanted to check. Is that party coming in for lunch today?
Yes. I thought Lizzie confirmed it with you.
No, I don't think so. Anyway, it's fine.
Good.
I let my bet be off. Neil will be checking his watch.
How's the house bill going?
Well, slow but sure.
It'll be lovely when it's done.
If it gets done, it's taking forever.
Cathy, I've just checked with Nigel. The party will be in for lunch.
Oh, is that all right?
Yeah. You said you thought they would.
Yeah, so you're fine?
Yeah.
Good.
Are you okay?
Oh, sorry. I'm a bit... Well, Kenton's agreed to take Mariel back home.
Really?
Yeah. I've managed to persuade him at last. Well, me and Mel between us.
Well, that must be a big relief.
Yeah, it is. Huge.
What was it that finally made him see sense?
Well, having two harpies nagging on at him all the time probably had something to do with it.
Yeah, when's he going?
Oh, heaven knows. I've only just got him to make the decision.
Yeah, well, it's a start, though.
It'll probably take him weeks to get round to actually booking the flight.
Yeah, it can't be that difficult.
You don't know Kenton like I do.
Rock solid. They're completely ruined.
How could she do it?
Well, that's it.
It's ghastly, darling.
She can be a vindictive little so-and-so when she wants.
Shocking.
You can see I was right, though.
How do you mean?
Well, she's got her claws into you now. Makes it even more important we don't give her any extra ammunition.
Such as?
I'm better off stopping in Honeysuckle than here.
I think so.
Yes.
Well... You don't frighten me with silly stumps like this one.
Well, that's my girl.
You know, it brought it home to me you're well out of that marriage.
You're telling me. Oh, I forgot to mention. I got the petition from her solicitors yesterday.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, she's citing unreasonable behaviour.
She's got a nerve.
Yeah. Yeah, I know.
Unreasonable behaviour? What does she call it?
My solicitor reckons we should try some sort of mediation.
He was joking.
No, he meant it. I told him there's absolutely no chance of Yvette being reasonable.
Well, I suppose they've got to say these things.
And this isn't the only thing she's been up to.
Why? What else has she done?
I checked the joint account. She's been on a bit of a spending spree.
Oh, now, why doesn't that surprise
but
me?
If she's going to start playing silly games,
yeah.
I'd say Honeysuckle Cottage is in need of a little refurbishment, wouldn't you?
Ooh, definitely. How about a new kitchen for a start?
Oh, why don't we redecorate the whole house while we're at it?
Why not?
Could throw in a hot tub in the garden as well, couldn't we?
You are naughty.
No, just to enhance the value of the property, of course.
And when you finish there, you can come and enhance my property too, if you like.
Here, come here. I might just do.
Come in.
Hi.
Oh, don't tell me they've changed the numbers again.
No, it's not that. I've been doing a bit of research.
Oh?
Into flights to New Zealand. Well, I thought it might help.
Yes, it would. Oh, well, that's really kind of you.
Well, there was virtually nothing available.
Yeah, I'm not surprised.
But I did manage to find two flights from Birmingham on Sunday.
Oh, really? I mean, that's fantastic.
Well, that's if they're still available.
Oh, this is great.
Well, the only others were twice the price and later in the week. They're on the next page.
No. This Sunday one looks fine.
Anyway, I'll leave you to it.
Okay. Oh, thanks, Owen. All right, Captain.
Hello, Jax.
Oh, Kenton, it's me.
This isn't a good time, Cathy.
No, listen, I think I've got a flight for you and Mary.
What?
Yeah, it's this Sunday, but we'll need to grab it. I'm amazed I had anything so close.
That's too soon.
No, it isn't. You'll be fine.
When am I going to pack?
I'll manage. It's 1:20.
I bet it costs a fortune.
Well, actually, it's not too bad.
Why don't I have a look?
No, Kenton, it's too good a chance to miss. You'll lose it if we don't book it now.
Hang on,
want to pay twice as much and fly from somewhere like Manchester.
Oh, for heaven's sake. Yes, go on then.
Okay.
You really can't wait to get rid of her, can you?
Tony's culinary efforts leave something to be desired.
You didn't want this, did you?
It was my breakfast.
That was hours ago.
Yeah, I know. I forgot about it after Helen called to go and pick her up. Might as well chuck it now.
To be honest, it didn't look great anyway.
There was nothing wrong with it.
Sorry, Dad. No offence, but even I'm a better cook than you.
Ian, you know Helen's going to work in the shop for a couple of hours this afternoon?
Yeah, she told me. I think it's a great idea.
Yeah, so do I. As long as she doesn't wear herself out.
It's your anniversary in a couple of weeks, isn't it?
Yep, 30th. Hard to believe.
Are you having a party?
No, I don't think so.
Well, why not?
Your mum and I... Well, it doesn't feel right somehow.
But
I think we both want to save the big celebration for another time.
That's a shame.
It takes such a lot of energy getting something set up. We'll be happy just to go out for a meal.
If you say so.
Dad, there's someone on the phone for you.
Oh, didn't even hear it ring.
Well, maybe you should turn the radio down.
Oh, sorry.
Who is it?
Sally Metcalf. Something about the Christmas dinner at school. I said you'd talk to her.
Oh, yeah, all right.
Dad, can you shut the door? There's a draft coming through.
Yeah, okay.
So, what time are you off?
Any minute. Kirsty's picking me up.
Right. Well, good luck.
Thanks. Expect I'll be okay.
Yeah, of course you will.
Are you going to, what is it, Swirl tonight?
Well, I might. Suppose you've got to get back.
Yeah, but you do know Dad's thinking of going.
No way.
He says he's always been a fan of R&B.
Yeah, but he's talking about stuff from way back.
No, I tried to tell him.
Oh. Hey, you know it's their anniversary in a couple of weeks?
Yeah, I looked it up. It's Pearl, 30 years.
Oh, Dad reckons they're not going to do anything for it.
What, nothing?
Maybe a meal, but that's it.
Well, they had a party for their silver, didn't they?
Yeah, I know. I suggested something like that, but Dad reckons they're not up for it.
Well, it doesn't have to be a party.
Well, I suppose not. What else could we do?
We could send them away for a weekend.
You mean like one of those city breaks?
Yeah. Oh, I tell you what would be really good. Oh, that'd be Kirsty.
Yeah, what would be really good?
The Pearl Fishers. I'm sure they'd love to see that.
It sounds great, but... What's the Pearl Fishers?
Oh, has Helen gone?
You've just missed her, Dad.
Oh, I was going to wish her luck.
Dad, are you really going to Swirl?
Yes, I might.
You do know R&B isn't the
same
as...
Who was that woman in the Austin Powers film?
What?
You know, sounds like bouncy.
Beyoncé?
Yeah, that's right. I like her.
Kenton.
That's £5.60.
Kenton.
Yes?
Are you sure you'll be able to find cover at such short notice?
I said I was trying.
I know, but I
need I'd be able to sort this out properly if it hadn't been forced on me.
Well, do you have to go on Sunday?
Yes, it's booked now. That table over there needs a wipe.
Okay, give me a chance.
Susan, just the person I want to see.
I can't give you a hand if that's what you want.
No, well, not exactly.
I just popped in to say hello to Emma.
Susan, listen, I've got to take Meryl back to New Zealand.
And so you want to know if I can stand it?
Yeah, it'd only be for a couple of weeks at the most. You know, just a few more hours a week.
Sorry, so... Kenton, but I can't.
Please, Susan, there must be some way.
Well,
I really
haven't got the time. What with the shop and doing the sausages, plus the hours I'm already covering it.
But...
Yeah, Mum.
OK, why don't you think about it and come back to me?
Honestly, Kenton, I won't change my mind.
Oh, right.
Oh, Kenton, can you help me clear that table?
Yes, OK, OK. Hiya. Everything OK for you?
Do you want a cuppa, Mum? Oh, no, love, I can't stay.
Yeah, I can guess. Probably the only person he's thought of.
Well, I expect he'll find someone.
You're better. Don't mind it, Helen.
Oh, yeah. Hi, you two.
Hiya.
Hello. How are you?
Oh, I'm a bit tired. I've been working in the shop.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah. Can I have a cup of tea? No milk, please.
Yeah, of course. Oh, look. Sorry, I'd better get off. Nice to see you again, though.
Yeah, and you.
Bye.
Was it something I said?
No. He's always dashing off somewhere. Helen, it's really good to see you.
Thanks.
So, how was it at the shop?
Busy? Yeah.
Like here?
Yeah.
It's been non-stop. So, are you still at the clinic?
Yeah. This is a kind of day release. Like,
my.
So, I'm just trying to do different stuff. Work in the shop, coming here.
Oh, can't be easy.
No. Brownie points for me when I get back, though.
Emma!
Oh, just hang on, I'll bring you tea in a minute.
Okay, thanks.
How many do you think we'll get for Squirrel?
Oh, Fallon reckons it could be 100. It's that poster that's done it.
No. Not just that. A lot of us remember Manfred Mann, that sort of thing. Good music.
Oh, I forgot to tell you, Alan popped in this morning.
Today?
Yeah. To ask if we can help out with the carol singing this year.
All right.
Well, you remember they went round the farms last year?
Yeah.
Well, he thinks people are too busy for that this time, so he's doing something on the green instead. So anyone could just turn up and sing all the old favourites.
Ah, very nice.
He wants me to play the keyboard.
Ah, no problem.
Oh, so I thought, well, no harm in us laying on a nice hot punch and mince pies and all.
Yes. Yeah, sounds great. Did you see Matt Crawford earlier?
Yeah, he was buying everyone drinks, weren't he?
Yeah, he'd been very generous.
Well, if you can afford it, why not?
And this is my cousin, Helen Archer.
Oh, you're Tom's sister, right?
Yeah. How did you...
Oh, we met the other day and he was telling me what a great sis you are.
Oh, really?
Yeah, so it's nice to meet you.
Are you off, Helen? Yeah, I've got to get back now.
Well, I'll pop in again next time you're in town.
Thanks, I will.
All right, well, bye then.
Bye.
So, where has he left Ed?
He's in a record store. Mm. But he said he'd meet me here, like, 5 minutes ago.
I'm Kenton.
You want a cup of coffee, then, while you wait?
Yeah, sure.
Emma, could you?
Yeah, okay. But you know them things in the gents you were going to replace?
What, the lozenges?
Yeah, whatever. You still haven't done them.
Right.
Come on, well, I'll get that coffee for you now, then.
Thanks, Em. Glamorous job, huh?
Yeah, well, you know.
I had to do that kind of stuff in Boston where I'm at college.
Oh, yeah.
It was pretty yucky.
Yeah, I bet. So what, yeah, do you work in a cafe, then?
It's more of a bar, but I've done a few cafes in my time.
What, waitressing?
Yeah. It's getting me through college, and it's helped me around Europe, too.
Are you looking for work now?
Kind of. Well, I guess it wouldn't do any harm.
Well, then you come to the right place.
You're kidding.
No, I need someone to cover while I'm away for a couple of weeks.
Oh, I can do that.
Yeah, the thing is, I'm looking for someone straight away.
Oh, that's okay. Well, tomorrow do?
That would be fantastic.
Here's a coffee, Beth.
Oh, thanks.
Emma, your worries are over. I found someone.
Oh?
Yeah, Beth's starting tomorrow.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah, we're going to have such fun together.
So it's called the Pearl Fishers. Any ideas?
Sorry, doesn't ring a bell. Evening, gents.
Hi there, Sid.
What do you make of this R&B thing?
Well, it's hardly the Stones. A couple of them know how to carry tune.
It's more Christopher's taste than mine. I'm off downstairs in a minute.
Now, Tom, what's this I hear from Roy about you two starting up a football team?
What? It's not a team. Both just fancy having a kickabout after work sometimes.
You know, Sid and I used to play for Ambridge Wanderers.
Yeah. And your dad did, Tom?
Yeah, I know, he's told me.
Yeah, we used to be quite good at it, Alex.
Yeah, yeah. Shame it folded.
Why was that?
Oh, people just couldn't find the time.
Hey, I reckon we should start one up again.
Well, if you can get enough people.
I'm sure we could. Well, it's these two for a start.
Oh, hang on.
Yeah, of course. We need someone who's willing to organise it.
Well, actually, Sid, I'm not sure we're ready for that yet.
Why not?
Well, we're really just looking for a way to wind down after work.
Like five-a-side, maybe?
Exactly.
Well, then you should go down the Leisure Centre. I know some lads there who play every week.
Yeah, you could ask them for a game.
Yeah. I reckon it's worth asking around here first. See if we can get a game amongst ourselves.
Yeah, fair enough.
Now, I've asked if they can play some Stones. Give me Shelter or Brown Sugar, maybe.
Oh, yeah. Never mind, Sid.
You haven't seen Neil, have you?
Oh, well, last I saw, he was heading upstairs.
No, was he?
He said he was just going to see what it was like. That was half an hour ago.
I had to lend Christopher the money to go.
Oh, I thought he was earning now.
Oh, he is. He's even paying towards his keep.
Oh, that's good.
The only trouble is he keeps borrowing it back for things like this.
How's the building going?
Oh, don't ask.
Sorry.
No, it's just... Well, Neil and I had a bit of a to-do about it.
Wow.
You see, originally, I thought we'd be in there by Christmas.
I remember you saying.
But this morning, he told me with all these delays for rain and whatnot, we'll be lucky to get in before the spring.
Oh, no.
That caravan's no fun at this time of year. And he hasn't even got really cold yet.
These women, well, they don't believe in wearing much today.
No, well, you can't blame them. It's so hot.
Yeah, exactly. And we haven't even been dancing.
I'm surprised you lot stayed up here.
This music's all right, once you get used to it.
Well, that's it. And a very successful evening has been.
Have any of you guys seen Ed?
Yeah, I think he went to the loo.
The bathroom?
Yeah. Did you enjoy that?
Yeah, it was cool. Only I'm not sure it was a good idea eating a big Thanksgiving meal just before.
Oh, right, yeah.
I'll catch you guys later.
Okay.
See ya.
Nice girl, isn't she?
Yeah, very nice.
Oh, you can see yourselves, the three of you.
What time is it?
11:20.
Oh, I'd better go.
Yeah, and me. Do you want a lift, Tom?
Yeah, okay. Thanks for a great evening, you two.
Don't thank us. Don't thank Fallon.
Go. Okay, I will.
Yeah. Yes. Well, that was a good night, wasn't it?
I think we might put female bar staff up here next time.
Next time?
Yeah, why not?
Well, in the new year, maybe. Well, let's get those two Christmas discos out of the way first.
I haven't missed it, have I?
I'm afraid so, Kent.
Oh, no. I thought you were having an extension.
Afraid not.
Wanted to let my hair down one last time before Sunday. I've only just got Meryl to sleep.
Oh, well, maybe next time.
Well, that's just it, though. I've no idea if I'm going to be around.
Just for a change, it's Eddie giving Ed a hand.
All right, Tess, that's enough. Come on out. There you go.
Oh, thanks, Dan. A stroke of luck you turning up just then.
Yeah, well, seeing as I was passing.
Here, have you been up by the weir?
Not yet.
There's loads of ollie up there.
Yeah, I know I was heading that way.
Right.
Do you want to give me a hand?
Oh, I can't, I've got too much on here.
Fair enough. That disco last night was all right, wasn't it?
It wasn't a disco.
Yeah, whatever it was.
Yeah, it was all right. Not exactly my kind of music, but Beth likes it.
There was a lot of, young women there, weren't there?
Yeah.
You'd think they'd catch cold of the amount some of them was wearing. Or rather, wasn't wearing.
That's just clubbing, Dad.
Tony thought he'd died and got to heaven.
Tony?
No, no. I've seen it all before any road.
Oh, yeah?
You know, on the country scene.
Oh, it was wild back in the 1980s, wasn't it?
We had our moments.
Yeah, right.
Oh, you ain't forgotten we're going over Loxley Barrett and Netherbourne tomorrow, have you?
No, Depends if Oliver wants me here.
Yeah, we need you to help push the turkeys. They're not going so well this year. We need more orders.
Yeah, I know. I'll see what I can do, eh?
I suppose Beth's going to be tied up at Jack's now.
Pretty much.
Did she enjoy the meal last night?
Oh, yeah, she thought it was great. Oh,
it was nice of her to buy your mum some flowers.
Yeah, she's thoughtful like that.
Any route? I suppose I'd better get on. Hey, no, Tess, you stay.
Here, do you want to see Oliver's steer? When he's entering for the prime stock show.
Oh, I ain't really got the time.
Oh, God, I didn't want to take long. He's a real beauty.
Sterling won it last year, didn't he?
Yeah, I reckon he'll win it this year and all.
David Archer's putting up one of his Herefords.
It's a different class, though, isn't it?
He'll be an overall champion, though.
Yeah, of course.
Go on, then. Let's take a look, this amazing beast.
Okay.
Can't stay long, mate.
No.
Once I've done this, Ollie, I'm off to see Matt Crawford.
What for?
Well, apparently he's doing some home improvements at Honeysuckle Cottage.
Oh, yeah?
The amount of money he's got to throw away, I reckon I fancy a bit of that.
Yay, come on!
Oh! Good girl! Yeah! Yes, that was fantastic, Ben!
You were very good.
I remember when that kind of music was all the rage.
Oh, I'm a little rusty.
You were a terrific dancer.
Thanks. I'm going to take it back to work now.
No, don't worry. Take another 5. Emma's coping.
Oh, but it's not very...
No, don't worry. She's fine.
Beth, Phil and I were wondering where exactly you're from.
Yes, East Coast.
That's right. I'm from Plymouth on Cape Cod. How did you know?
A lucky guess. Isn't that where the Pilgrim Fathers landed?
Sure is. I spent most of my childhood there, and then a few years with my mom in Phoenix.
Arizona.
That's it. I guess I missed the East Coast, so I went back to art college near Boston.
Beth's going to be an illustrator.
I hope.
Well, how long do you think you'll stay on this side of the Atlantic?
Oh, not sure, really. The long-term plan is to head back to the States next summer.
But you're going to travel a bit first, yeah?
Yeah, India, Japan would be good.
You should definitely go to India.
It must be wonderful to be able to travel wherever you want like that. You loved it, didn't you, Kenton?
Oh, yeah, it's great.
Yeah, so long as the money doesn't run out.
Yeah, well, you got to do it while you're young.
That's what I figured. Hey, should I put on another track?
Yeah, why not? Go on.
Is there anything you'd like to hear, Mr. and Mrs. Archer?
I'm afraid it's not really my sort of thing.
They're all from the 50s, aren't they?
More or less, yeah.
There is one song that used to make me smile. It might have been the early 60s, though.
Oh, what was that, Mum?
Tell Laura I love her. Aunt Laura used to say she got sick of hearing that one, didn't she?
Did she?
Let's see. Oh, no, I don't think we've got it. Sorry.
OK, another one for the list. Has to be in a compilation somewhere.
Sure. Hey, Dwayne Eddy OK?
Yeah, fine. Isn't she great?
Yes.
I mean, she's just what this place needs, yeah? A bit of the old Yankee sparkle. she seems very nice. Yeah, I think it's one of the best decisions I've ever made.
Kenton, the cappuccino machine's not working again.
Give it a couple of bangs, that should do it.
No, still not working. Wait, hang on. It's all right, it is now.
It should be a great help for Emma, Beth.
Yes, I'm sure she will.
It'll be nice for her working with someone she knows, too.
Well, exactly. They're almost related.
Well, let's get these cleared, then.
Great. Emma, why don't you take a break?
Yeah, I will in a minute. Here's your cappuccino, sir. Sorry about the delay.
Did you have a lunch break?
Yeah, I took a short one. I didn't get until 10, remember?
Oh, yes.
You should be careful not to overdo it.
Yes, that's true.
Yeah, I know.
Did you get a swirl last night?
No, I was too tired.
I thought it would be your sort of thing.
Yeah, well, after work and cooking tea, it's usually too much of an effort going out again.
I expect you get more tired with the baby.
Yeah, sort of. It's not too bad.
It's different when you've got someone else to think about, though, isn't it?
It must be really exciting looking forward to your baby.
Yeah, it is.
Yes, parenthood. You can't beat it.
Crawford's even having a hot tub built in the garden.
What?
A hot tub. Have you ever heard anything so daft?
It'll freeze it.
Exactly. Wouldn't he give me any work, the stingy so-and-so?
He probably wanted someone he could trust.
What do you mean? Me and Fatbork could knock that up in next to no time.
That's exactly what I mean.
He said he was looking for professional craftsmen.
If you can afford to lodge.
Rip-off merchants, more like.
Let it go,
he says he's already got someone who'll do the job in a couple of weeks. Inside and outside, starting tomorrow.
Well, you couldn't have done that.
Would have made space. I get this. He's moving to Grey Gables till they finish.
That's all right for some.
Funny he's not moving in with Lillian, though.
He's probably got more sense.
Well, either that, or he doesn't want to get in any more trouble with his ex.
That would not funny with those guns, wouldn't it?
Yeah. I wish I'd seen his face when he saw what she'd done.
Oh, can you tell Mum we're not going to be in for tea time?
Oh, great. I'll be on my own again, eating last night's turkey.
Why?
Well, her and Dan are off to rehearsal, ain't they?
Well, she's only got a small part, though, hasn't she?
Yeah, but Linda Snell keeps calling them all in.
I reckon that's just because she can.
Oh, maybe. Your mum has to do a lot of sitting around. Still, it was a good meal last night, wasn't it, eh?
Yeah, Christmas dinner in November.
You want to stick with young Beth?
Yeah.
Ah, she's a lovely girl. Well, you've landed on your feet with that one.
Yeah, I know.
Right. If you twist me arm, son, I'll have another one.
Well, I'm sorry, Dad. I'm going into Borchester to collect Beth.
Oh, see?
Yeah, I brought the last one.
Baby, how such teeth, dear. And it shows them pearly white.
Yeah, it's okay, Beth. You can stop performing now.
All right.
And there's no one else here.
Isn't this just a great song, though?
Yeah, it's all right. I prefer something more modern.
Oh, I love lounge music. Sinatra, or Tony Bennett.
Yeah, that's great. Do you want to wipe the tables down?
Okay. Do Kenton and Frank always go early?
Kenton, quite a lot, but Frank's usually here to the end.
He looked pretty whack.
Yeah, so I let him off.
Well, those two guys only wanted coffee anyway.
Yeah, it's been a busy week. Tomorrow's going to be even worse.
It's good to be busy, though.
Yeah, suppose so.
I guess it takes it out of you more, though, with the little one inside.
No, it doesn't make any difference.
That's cool.
I usually start at the other end and finish by the counter.
Sure thing. So, are you and Will going out tonight?
Probably not.
No?
By the time we get home and have tea, we usually can't be bothered.
Oh, you like dancing though, don't you?
Oh, yeah, but Will's not so keen.
Right.
Probably get a DVD out, or maybe we'll just have an early night.
We're going to a club. Telepathy.
What, in Felpersham?
Yeah, we went past it last week. Ed says it's cool. Oh,
they do retro nights, don't they?
I'm not sure, but tonight's it's house. Isn't it, Ed?
Yeah, it should be good. Hi, Em.
Hi.
How'd your first day go?
It was a blast.
Yeah, great.
Yeah, Kenton kept telling me how much he liked my American pizzazz.
Yeah?
Yeah, and the customers were all really sweet. One of them gave me a really big tip.
I tell you what, Beth, why don't you and Ed get off?
Yeah?
Yeah, I can finish up on my own.
Oh, thanks. That's really good of you.
You sure, eh?
Of course. There's not much to do.
I've left the cloth by the sink.
Fine.
And where's Kenton?
Oh, he went early.
Okay, boy, let's hit the road.
Well, maybe see you over the weekend.
Yeah, maybe.
See you in the morning, Em.
Okay.
Have a good evening.
Bye.
Bye.
What's the trouble, Phil? It all happened so quickly.
Well, we always knew she'd have to go back sometime.
Only it wasn't so far away.
Be lovely if she lived in the village like the others.
Same country would do. And it's not just that.
No, I know. It's a difficult situation all round.
Mel has no reason to bring her here. Not really. All that way. And we have no real reason to go and see her in New Zealand. Except that we love her, of course.
Yes, of course we do.
It's so awkward with Mel.
Oh, she does want Meryl to know she has a father.
But things aren't good between her and Kenton. The truth is, Phil, we don't know when we'll see Mary again.
No, I know. You're right.
Oh, here he is now.
Oh, yeah.
Hello, darling. Come on in.
Oh, thanks. Of course, cold out there.
Take your coat off.
Will do. Hi, Dad.
Oh, hello.
No, Mary.
No, she was in the middle of a game. I didn't want to disturb her.
Oh.
Would you like a sherry?
Yeah, that'd be great.
It's dry, is that all right?
It's fine.
Come and sit down.
Thanks.
Have you left Emma and Beth in charge?
Yeah.
It's a big responsibility, covering for you while you're away.
Oh, they'll cope really well. And before you ask, Mum, yes, I have cleared it with Jack and he knows I'm going.
Good.
Oh, there you are.
Well, thanks, Dad.
And Jill?
Thank you.
Oh, it's a shame it all happened so suddenly.
Why don't you bring her for tea tomorrow afternoon? And we could give her a present then.
I'm sure she'd love that.
We can invite her cousins as well.
Oh, that's a good idea.
So we can all say our goodbyes then, can't we?
Yes.
It'll be difficult seeing her go, though.
Yes, we've got used to having her around.
If you think it's going to be hard for you, what about me?
Yes, I know.
Oh, it's going to break my heart, losing my little girl again.